Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web, doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet, it's all the same address. That address is MVP Insured. .us. That's MVPINSURE.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is MVPINSAgency@gmail.com. Again, that's MVPINSAgency@gmail.com. Now, recently, our agency had a couple of phone calls from clients informing us of issues relating to their insurance policies. One client received their auto insurance renewal and found that a vehicle was listed on their policy that they had sold over a year ago. Another contacted us about a camper that was sold earlier in the spring. We also recently found a commercial client whose policy we've had for 10 years did not list an additional commercial building they owned. Unfortunately, insurance agents aren't mind readers and know when to cancel coverage on vehicles or add buildings to policies. It's up to you, the insured, to let us know. I had a client that got the renewal in. The renewal started in November. They had said that, I'm showing on the list of vehicles that we've, can you just verify what you have against what I've got? And I said, well, we've got a 79 pickup truck, a 2001 pickup truck, 2006 Lucerne, a 2006 Town and Country, and a 2010 Town and Country. Yeah, I see that too. Well, that 2006 Town and Country, we got rid of that over a year ago. And I said, well, you sold it, and I guess you neglected to call us and let us know that you sold it. I don't know what to tell you. I said, if you have documentation from over a year ago, like a receipt, that you sold the vehicle, I can go back to when the vehicle was sold and take it off the policy. Other than that, I can unfortunately only go back about 30 days without any documentation. So I was able to go back 30 days on that to take the vehicle off. And then the other client with the camper, they straight up said it was their bad. They had an email to me saying that we're putting the camper up for sale. We'll let you know when we sold it. And they have no further communication that they had emailed me, that they had sold the camper. So they were like, hey, it's my bad. Go back as far as you can. We totally understand, that's on us. Now, as far as a commercial client, that's the one that, kind of makes me wonder. Reason being is we've had this policy in force for 10 years. This client had gotten 9 renewal, a new policy the first year, and then 9 renewals after that, listing out all the buildings that we have insured. Now, being an insured, you'd think you'd want to go through the renewal policies and make sure that, you know, everything that you own is properly covered. But for the new policy and the 9 renewals, they never reached out to us and say, hey, we have this other commercial building that isn't listed on the policy and we need to get this taken care of. And it was just recently found out about this additional commercial building. Us agents, we can only do so much. We can guide you, we can advise you, But when it comes to, updating your coverage, that's going to be up to you. I mean, it's up to you to let us know what you have going on. We aren't mind readers. We can't, telepathically figure out, little Susie has gone off to college, so we need to add the student away at school without a vehicle, or Johnny has gotten married and moved out of the house, so we need to take Johnny off the auto policy. You need to let us know. And so I've got some tips, some things to keep in mind when you do get your renewals that'll help you. Know what you're covered for, and make sure that the coverage you have is the coverage you need. First tip I have for you is go over your renewal. Don't just glance at them and file them away. Take some time to look at the coverage. Has a child moved out of the home? If a child moved out of the house, they may still be listed on your auto policy. You're paying premium for a driver that is no longer in your household. So, we need to get little Johnny or little Susie off that auto policy. Did you sell a vehicle? Maybe you put a vehicle up on Craigslist last fall and it didn't sell until January or February. Make sure that once that vehicle sold that you get a hold of your agent and say, hey, I sold a vehicle. Maybe you on your scheduled on your homeowner's policy, maybe you've got a cell phone scheduled. Did you upgrade to like an iPhone 15? You're going to want to let your insurance agent know that you replaced your cell phone so that they can update the schedule. Did you give away some jewelry? Maybe you inherited some jewelry, your wife inherited some jewelry from her grandmother, and you had it scheduled on the policy because the values were, so much. Maybe it was a $2,000 ring or something like that. But when your daughter got married, you gave her that ring as a reminder of her grandmother or great-grandmother. If it's still on the policy schedule, you're paying that premium to have that piece of jewelry on there that you no longer own. So it's very, very important that you go over the renewal, see what your coverages are, and make sure that if there are any changes that need to be made, that you reach out to your insurance agent to take care of that. The next tip I have for you is verify your home coverage. Take a look at the dwelling coverage. Do you think you're overinsured? Many cases, I've had them just recently where renewals have come in and the replacement costs on the homes, insurance companies are going crazy. They're increasing the dwelling coverage on their homes on the homes they insure at renewal anywhere from 8 to 15%. Your homeowner's policy comes with an additional, it's called an inflation guard factor, where it will automatically bump up the dwelling coverage each year to keep up with inflation. Well, within the past 2 years, inflation has just gone wild. So insurance companies have increased that inflation factor, like I said, from between 8 and 15%. Now, if you've had a policy for a long period of time, say 5-10 years, that inflation factor, increases the tweaks to the dwelling coverage each year. And we've talked about it before, and that little tweak each year kind of compounds year after year after year. And sometimes that the dwelling coverage gets away from the true replacement cost of the home. And I've had a couple of instances within the past 2 months where I've gone in and gone over with a client their dwelling, square footage, type of construction, how many bathrooms, all that stuff. And I found that in some instances, their home was overinsured by $200,000-$400,000. But again, these policies have been in force for, 10-15 years. So again, that inflation factor kind of compounded each year and got away from the replacement cost of the home. So take a look at the dwelling coverage. You may be overinsured. Again, when we're talking about dwelling coverage, we're talking about what it would cost to replace the home. We're not talking about the market value. We're not talking about the taxable value. We're not talking about the state equalized value. The market value goes up and down. Right now, the housing market pricing is insane. It's just very, very high. But that goes up and down. I mean, you know, 2008, you got the housing crash, where, you know, housing values just plummeted and housing prices just plummeted. Well, you know, with a volatile market where, you know, home prices can go up and down, you really don't want to insure it for market value. Because, you know, I mean, the market value on your home could, you know, fall off a cliff. But what we're talking about is what costs, you know, the cost of labor, the cost of materials, like kind quality, to rebuild your home today. And that's what you should be insuring it for. Did you remodel recently? Did you remodel your kitchen? Did you remodel a bathroom? Did you finish off your basement? Did you add a deck? Did you add a screened-in porch? I had a client that just called me a couple of months ago and let me know that they had a three-season room put on their house. So I increased the coverage to take care of that. Another client put on a new roof and put in some new windows. So I adjusted their dwelling coverage to verify that. And on top of that, they got me a copy of the roof receipt, and I was able to get them a new roof discount off of their homeowner's premium. Did you add a security system? You know, these days people are adding security systems to their home, like ADT and Ring Wireless and, you know, other monitoring, you know, security monitoring systems to their home. You know, security alarm systems, depending on what type they are, you can get between a 5 and 10% discount on your homeowners for that. So these are all things that you should be going through on your homeowners policy to take a look at it and make sure that you're, you know, not overinsured or underinsured, and that your policy is taken into account any changes you may have done to your home. The next tip I have for you is verify your auto coverage. Are all the vehicles you currently own listed? Any new drivers in the household? Did little Johnny or Susie, did they get their driver's license over the summer? Did Johnny or Susie, are it's the fall now, are they off to college? If they're off to college, do they have a vehicle with them? If they don't have a vehicle with them, you can get a distant student discount or a student away at college without a vehicle discount. Which is a pretty significant discount because their access to your vehicles are much less than if they were living in the home. And so this discount kind of, you know, gives a discount, you know, with the understanding that little Susie and little Johnny are going to be away at school without a vehicle. So their accessibility to your vehicles is much less. So they aren't going to be driving as much. Did they move out completely? I just had recently a client that their daughter got married and moved out of the household and in with her husband. So I went ahead and took her off the policy because she is now living elsewhere. You know, all these things. Take a look at, you know, the values of your vehicles. You know, I mean, do you have a 20-year-old vehicle? What's the value of it if you were to sell it today? Now, again, you know, used car prices are insane. I think they're up like 40 or 50%. So, you know, those are factors to consider as far as changing coverage. You know, do you need full coverage on a 20-year-old vehicle? Well, it depends on what the mileage is, what the condition is. You know, essentially, I say, you know, what can you sell it for on Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace? What do you think you'd get out of it? You know, if you think you'd get more than $3,000 out of it, it's worth it to keep the physical damage on it. Because the, you know, market pricing when it comes to motor vehicles, the market pricing tends to be real close to what the actual cash value is. So, of course, you know, if you've got a 20-year-old beater, like I've got a 2004 Chevy Avalanche, that's rusting out. It's got almost 250,000 miles on it. You know, it's worth about $2,000. I decided to take physical damage off of it because the cost for physical damage versus what I'm going to get out of it in case of a total loss, it just, the math just isn't there. So yeah, definitely verify your auto coverage. Last tip I have for you is ask questions. Your home and your automobiles are some of the biggest expenses you'll make in your life. Take time to learn a little bit about what you're covered for, what happens when you need to make a claim, know what you're paying your insurance premiums for. A quality hometown insurance agent should be willing to answer any questions. I always say that the only dumb question is the question that's not asked. You know, I tell my clients that all the time. It's like, I know this is a dumb question. No, it's not a dumb question. Like I said, the only dumb question is the one that's not asked. That's how you learn, is you ask questions. You know, you need to know about the claims process. I had a client asking about roadside assistance. One of our carriers is moving from a roadside assistance program to a straight payout. So now clients no longer have to call a 1-800 number to set up a tow. They can call their own tow service. They pay the bill. They get the bill to the insurance company to get reimbursed. So they no longer have to wait for someone to come out to get their vehicle, which this particular roadside assistance program has been having a lot of issues with in the past few years, where it's taken, you know, anywhere from 2 to 6 hours for a tow truck to get out to a client. Well, if you're stuck on the side of a highway and you need, you know, you need to get your vehicle home, or you need to get your vehicle to a repair place, you know, and again, you're stuck on the side of the highway, you're going to want somebody to get out there right away. You're not going to be willing to sit there for 2, 3, 4 hours for somebody to show up. So with this new roadside assistance, again, a client calls their own tow service, they pay the bill, and then they turn in that bill to the insurance company to get reimbursed. So that way they can get the service they need now. You know, they got to pay out of pocket, you know, up front, which, you know, is a lot better than waiting 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hours for someone to come out and get their vehicle. So, and I was willing to take the time to explain that to one of our clients, you know, the differences in the changes in the particular insurance company's roadside assistance coverage. So don't be afraid to ask questions. Like I said, your home, you know, a quality hometown insurance agent should be willing to answer any questions that you might have regarding your insurance. I mean, you're paying the premium. You need to know and understand what you're paying that premium for. So, well, again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. And that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And I hope you have a wonderful week. Take care.